Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
What is the difference between heartburn and like acid reflux?
Or agita.
What's agita?
Agita. Mm. I've never, like, you.
It gives me agita.
I heard that my whole life. Mariah, you're giving me agita.
Agita.
Leave me alone.
I like heartburn because I feel a burn and it's right where my heart is. So to me, that's.
But also, acid reflux is like the same thing.
Acid reflux, I think, is down here. I am not claiming anything you right. It just feels.
In your esophagus.
Esophagus. I think acid reflux is when you get that acid taste up in the back of your throat and you're like, I've gotten that after eating like something super greasy and it feels like it's backing up and coming back.
Yeah. I know it's when like the acid from your stomach is like, it's going up into the esophagus, especially like if you lay down, like it's leaking up and you feel it.
Yeah.
But that's the burn. Worst. But like a heart, you feel it really, truly in your heart.
Where like I need Tums immediately. Like I need something and then it'll go away.
Oh.
And it works.
Heartburn is a symptom while acid reflux is the underlying condition that causes it. Acid reflux is when the stomach acid flows back up into the esophagus. Heartburn is the... Heartburn is the resulting burning sensation
in the chest
caused by that.
So we're having heartburn. That's what it is.
Simultaneous.
I just, in my brain, I'm like, it's acid reflux.
Yeah.
Because well, that's what they do is like heartburn.
Nausea, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
They're never like acid
reflux.
Acid reflux.
It's just that's what happens.
I wonder if like medically they can't say that like the Tums fixes acid reflux. Mm. It fixes heartburn.
Yeah. That's the condition.
Yeah.
Y'all remember Zantac? That shit got rid of heartburns like this. And I was addicted.
Remember, is it gone?
It's well, gone. They don't have them. I don't see them anymore.
It caused cancer. I was popping Zantac left and right.
Right. Especially back in our drinking days.
It was the only thing that would help. Then it came out that it caused cancer and then they wiped it out.
Oh, it was good.
Wait, it worked. If you do it, take a Tums. Are you taking one or two?
Two.
Sometimes three.
I never knew that it was like a two-dose thing.
If it's a chewable.
You're taking one?
5, 6.
I took, now.
You're a tall man.
For the past year, I've been taking two when I'm like feeling like I need them. I was taking one all the time. And I don't know, psychosomatically, but it was working. Taking one.
No, it works. Two. It really does. Crazy.
Have you ever had an Alka-Seltzer?
Wait.
Yes.
Let me let you all in on something. You know my stomach pain that I've had? That like it's my monthly thing where it's like excruciating and I've gone to the doctor for it. It's horrible. The only thing that helps me now is Alka-Seltzer. Doing two of those in a glass of water and drinking that completely cuts it off.
Alka-Seltzer is also great for hangovers, too. You drink it the night before, you drink it the day after.
I feel like it was huge in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, for like 90s movies, it's like, oh, I got to have my Alka-Seltzer. It's but I don't best. Feel like I see Alka-Seltzer they, no, on Matt, the reg these days.
I keep it in my bag at all times now.
Yeah,
they have the one that you drop in. Now they have the fizzy melts.
Could you pop an Alka-Seltzer like in a water, like an emergency?
You can, but don't put like the top on.
It's
though.
Always like no, in a glass.
I do it in a water bottle.
Yeah,
okay.
And but the fizzy melts you put on your tongue and you just kind of do that.
They've been making a so lot of good. Brands like that where they have their own like Alka-Seltzer type brand where you'll find some at like at Sprout, they all have their own little like versions of Alka-Seltzer now, but it's really good.
Alka-Seltzer is just not healing, but like alleviating the symptoms of digestional things.
Yeah,
right?
It's
not like a hangover,
like gas.
Is there acetaminophen in it at all? So it does help with that for a hangover too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to get some Alka-Seltzer.
Definitely do that. But when I was at my parents' house, they live in the middle of nowhere in like the woods, and they didn't have any Alka-Seltzer, and I had my attack. and we made homemade Alka-Seltzer at the house, and it worked exactly the same. We didn't have the acetaminophen portion, but I took like
baking soda vinegar. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. How do you make it?
It's literally baking soda, like a sparkling. I did it in sparkling water with some lemon.
That makes sense. It's like the baking soda is like the base, and then maybe you're also doing a capsule of like. Your parents don't have Alka-Seltzer.
They didn't have it.
That is the worst when you're at a friend's house and you're like, hey, can I just have an Advil? Don't have it. Can I have a Tums? Don't have it. It's like, do you have any Band-Aids?
Yeah, how do they not have it?
Oh, it's the worst.
We didn't have any citric acid, but we used the baking soda and then like used
your parents just like let it marinate, huh? Just whatever's happening, just let it marinate.
Sit on it.
Yeah, it'll pass. I can't. Yeah, I can't.
But you feel like you're having it right now? What? Or wait, how did we
me? Get I don't know. This? I don't know where that. No. I didn't start it off with this anti-seltzer. Alka-Seltzer.
Tums chewables, though, I feel like never do it for me. I got to feel the powder. But also, when you get a Tums, how much do you crush it up in your mouth? I kind of go one bite, two bite, and then kind of swallow it like a pill.
Mm. Oh, why?
Because I want the chunk of the Tums to really do its work. I feel like if I'm just like chewing it to powder, it's not going to get down there.
You're thinking too much.
Yeah, you are. They made it in a way where you could, if it says chewables, they want you to chew the fucking tablet and then it'll work.
I just feel like it goes down like gum, but I know it works. This is just a mental mind thing. Like,
yeah, Tums is going to come after us. You have to be careful with that.
Should we run that intro?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a very long weekend and we can't wait to tell you all about it.
It's going
to
be a fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
All right.
Buckle up.
It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Ow!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are here all again for another round of potting.
Indigestion free.
Indigestion free.
Feeling good.
I've had a very long weekend, but it's going to be my last bender.
Here we go.
My last bender
for
a month
every
and a
half.
Okay, we get it. You don't drink anymore, but you know, we like to have goals.
I just don't lie to myself and say,
no, you lie.
I don't drink. I limit myself to once a month.
No, I do. When I'm on it, I do. I really do. But
for a month and a half, and that is when you, what thing is coming up that makes you think that you're going to drink?
Weddings.
Anything? Yeah.
Anything?
Either a wedding or like a birthday.
A birthday.
But it's mainly weddings.
Okay.
For sure.
Got it.
Because it's almost like it's offensive. People find it very offensive when you're not like celebrating in that way.
Because y'all had such an exciting weekend.
It was unbelievable, Matt. My first F1 experience. If you guys remember from the previous episode, Zane got me F1 tickets through Brightline. They did this really, really special gift for me for my birthday.
You would think you got sent to the moon when I was telling people you guys went to F1. There was people coming out of the woodworks when I would tell them, who's at F1? Like, oh, my husband.
My husband and his friend.
They got to F1. I'm like, yeah, they're there right now.
The fan base like over there is insane.
It's
people
love
F1. Hardcore.
Has F1 always been happening in Miami?
No, they just came there. I think this is the second year.
Okay. Which is crazy because it's so second. Miami.
It's so perfect
like,
for Miami.
Racing is so Miami.
But so they just signed a contract to host F1 in Miami there until 2046 or something like that.
Similar to what they did in Austin.
Yeah, the city has to build out and have like the resources and ability to host F1, which is why they do Vegas. Like certain areas, you get like the contract for it to be able to host
it. Do they have a track for it or is it a, like, you know, Vegas,
it's not
they
a,
turn
it's not
the streets
a, yes,
into
it's just
the
like
track?
That.
It's kind of like that. But the Hard Rock Stadium is like the center of it.
It goes
and they
like around it.
Build around it.
Got it.
So it's like not taking up, it's taking up space, but not as much space as you think
it would. They utilize the parking lot.
Yeah, the parking lot's big.
Do all of like the booths and all sorts of like merch and all stuff like that. But it does hop onto the highway. They block the highway.
Wow.
But so not too much of it, though. It's
just
like
a strip.
A little
bit of it.
You see all the blue right there? They paint that all blue to make it feel like it's water.
Stop. Oh, right.
Don't get that was a whole thing.
We were pretty disappointed because we thought it was water.
I was like, it's a wrap?
We were waiting. We were like, oh my God, it's going to be so sick. Because Brightline, they got us the Yacht Club tickets.
Yes.
Which when we saw, we're like, oh, we don't know what this means. We just figured it's Miami, so they're going to name each section like Yacht, Palm Tree Club. Like, we just thought it was just the name of the section. But no, this is the section where all the yachts were at, which was really sick. We're like, oh my God. We were so excited to like be able to walk by it, but that's actually where we're going to be watching the race.
I thought we were going to be taking a dip when we get high.
I was about to bring our bathing suit. Like, we're going to be good. Imagine being able to backstroke while watching. We're going to live like kings out there. And we get there and we're like, oh hell no. It was just blue and it made it hotter because of like just the color of the blue. Oh, so you're walking like, whoo, it's hot out here, and being next to these boats with the blue.
Or like the reflection of the wrap is just like,
no, it was really hot
in motion, just sitting there in the hot, like there's and there's only partially shaded, and you're just like,
and guys, like, again, we're not complaining, we're just, this is just our expectations.
Also, we just forget every time how hot Florida is. It's been, I think it's been about 3 years since I've been to Florida, and getting off the plane into that little tunnel that you walk to get into the airport, you know how they put it up to the plane, walking in that, I felt like I was swimming. It was disgusting. It's so brutally humid. And the whole week, the whole weekend was just like,
really wet, you know, muggy. There was moments where Heath and I did take advantage of it. We'd feel a little bit of wind. We're like, we should take a walk outside.
Yeah.
We should really, let's take in the breeze. We never get this in Miami.
Walking in, okay, did you see any like celebs walking around?
You know what? No, I would say the whole weekend, we only probably saw a one or two.
It was a one, a two.
But you see those guys that like, they're not celebs, but you know, they're just rich. Yeah, they're like,
no, it was money. There is out of control.
Nah, the money was, it was just everywhere. And I think there's a lot of people there. Maybe we just didn't recognize them. A lot of people.
Just bunch of investors. Ex-club promoters.
The inventor of Alka-Seltzer.
Seriously, that's who's there.
Yeah, you don't know who you're around.
One of the coolest things we got to do was we went into the Richard Mille suite. Insane. The watch company. So we go in and they have a crazy setup, like overlooking, it's three levels. They got like a buffet on one inside, air conditioned. Like
it's like
nice,
the main
cozy,
where the race starts.
Uh-huh.
Right at the finish line.
Yeah.
Third level is the rooftop deck, a whole bar up there, like Hors d'Oeuvres.
Are they selling watches? Like giving them out?
No. This is just their suite. They're like,
yeah, come on up.
Come on up. And they're not, you know, they're not inviting like influencers out to this thing. We were definitely the only people. The only reason why we got it is because we had a friend that was also staying there.
Yeah.
So he was just like, oh, come on in. But this was just all just fucking rich people. Just,
Matt, somebody there had like a $2 million watch.
That's how much that watch is?
Yeah. They're like between $1 million to $2 million that you can find them online if you find them. They're insane.
Oh my
gosh. He was like, here, no, put it on. And I was like, I don't need the pressure of like if I drop it or something happened. I was like, I'm okay.
But apparently that watch is like fucking weatherproof. You could drop it on the floor. It's like
super, it was this thin. It was paper thin.
Yeah, it looked like that. And even the dial, though, looked really small. It seemed like...
And I never know whether to be so fascinated by it or pissed at it. Like, I would look at that watch and be like, why is it $2 million?
Status.
Like, there's nothing on this watch that cost anywhere near even $200,000.
Well, that's why it was funny, because he gave you the watch to try on, but he took your watch and he was like,
put my watch
this
on.
Is nice.
He was like, this
and
is so
just
cool.
Sweating because it's like, from an estate sale. It's $50 from an estate sale. He goes, oh, it doesn't work.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, it doesn't work right now either.
There's and like water
like, no,
in
it. Cool.
He shares that on his Instagram story.
And the amount of people that had watches on, I decided when I was in that suite, I decided, oh, I'm getting a watch.
Yeah.
It's like in the next 2 weeks. I'm buying myself a watch because that's all everybody was talking about this week was their watches. And I couldn't get in on the conversation. I'd be like, yeah, you don't have a watch. And then they'll keep talking.
The watch scene or getting into watches. It's insane. Like a drug. Like you suddenly start noticing them everywhere you go. Your knowledge of what they are starts branching out. You become a different type of brand loyal guy. Like I'm a Rolex guy. I'm a Patek guy.
I'm getting a watch.
What kind of watch do you want?
I'll figure it out. I'll let you know.
I've been eyeballing one lately.
He goes, Richard Mille. They start at like $200,000.
Yeah, no. I'm going to invest. I'm investing for sure.
It's just the time. It's like buying a car. No, or you got to like, there's a wait list for watches. You got to go in and build a relationship with the people. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. Look, there goes Lando with a Richard right there.
Do you win and then get a $2 million watch for free? Or do you have to like give it back? Like, we'll let you rock this for a year or so. I bet. I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean? Buying them. This is their watches. They're not like.
I guess I'm thinking about theirs. The $2 million one.
The people in the suite were friends of the company because they buy so many watches a year.
I should have mentioned that. These are all customers.
It's
pretty
all
much
people
that
have spent millions throughout the year.
Yeah, if I'm
so they
paying that much, I want some perks.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want some invites.
If I'm spending that much money on a fucking watch.
Yeah. Crazy.
I'm going to be in that suite watching the final car.
Imagine
the first
car you leave the watch at home. You're like, fuck. Like, you just spend that much. Everyone's like, how's that watch? Where is it?
Zayn and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Yeah, it was crazy. So we were there for a good amount of time.
Yeah, that was really fun. We also got Brightline. Again, thank you, Brightline. They took care of us so fucking well the entire weekend. They got us the best. They got us the best rooms at the hotel.
We were at the South Beach.
At the W.
Ooh, penthouse.
It got us an insane room. Couldn't believe it. Thank you, Brightline. Made our weekend. Made my birthday boys weekend.
It was crazy.
They got us like the yacht club tickets, which was we were able to have access to like to see all the cool shit on that side and the fake water.
And the race itself, was it awesome to see like how fast they go by? Okay. It's so quick and how loud
it is. It's so
too.
Loud, yeah.
It's a lot. So NASCAR is a sustained just all the time because you're like, they're always like right in front of you.
Yes, they're in that.
Obviously,
like,
it gets louder when they hit past you, but like it's really loud the whole time. This, you're chilling, casual, a couple minutes goes by, all of a sudden, boom,
and
gone.
Then
that's all you get to
everybody's
see.
Eyes will go like this, and then they'll go back to their conversation.
And then it's just hanging out, doing your thing, 2 minutes, like 2 minutes later, all of a sudden, boom, boom, gone. And you're like, okay.
And then you're looking back at the TV or whatever monitor to see like what the ranks are. And it's wild how like F1 cars, how fast they move, but how they're able to like
super
navigate
agile.
Like bob and weave. It's almost like they're like floating on water the
it's
way
crazy.
They navigate.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
But it's crazy seeing like bumping into all the Florida from high school, from college, the people that are here because we're from Florida. So there's people that you just never thought you'd see again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, hey.
Hey, what's
how
up?
How you doing?
And the winner of the race, it was Lando.
No, Oscar.
Oh, it was Oscar.
But both McLaren took first and second.
Oh my gosh.
Lando got second.
Got it. Okay. So, but does he also win with that? Like, or?
It's a McLaren win.
Okay.
So it was Oscar first, Lando second.
And then who got second? Was it, or wait, or I mean after McLaren?
Third, I don't know who got third place actually.
And it's wild that a lot of those racers are younger than us.
Crazy.
Dude. And they're making so much money.
22, 23.
What in the world?
Insane.
And it's also wild, like, they're all their backgrounds and their history of, like, the racers. Some of them are, like, the richest kids in their country. Like, they're, like, kids of billionaires. Some of them are just kids who came from like nothing, but they've just like have moved up the ranks in terms of karting and getting themselves to F1.
It's crazy.
Like,
you have to be rich to even get into the sport. Like,
yes.
This ain't something that you're doing for like a community league, like rec league at your house.
You are rich as hell before you even get into
it. A lot of these kids, though, they are starting out because of sim racing.
It's simulated racing. Yes, you mean like doing it virtually?
Yes, you know how I have my sim rig? People are winning. It's nice that the Sims are giving them access to be able to race like this and finding drivers who are naturally talented and more skilled at it instead of just being like a pool of rich kids.
Yeah.
Right? So it's nice that anybody can kind of become a driver now. As long as you're, you know, you have to have access to a sim and stuff like that. Obviously, there's different levels to it, but you can, it opens it up to be like
enough friends put their money together, enough friends that are into it that want to find
There's also sim stores that you can like go and race at, like when they have races. That's like a you can get like a membership for. You go to like the store, hang out, whatever. But it was really, really cool to finally see one in person.
God, what a super rush special. That rush that it has to be, knowing that you're about to just get behind this vehicle and go how many hundreds of miles an hour?
200 plus.
Just vroom, but like
on the track though, they get up to 200
on that straight. So
on the straight, for sure, but.
It was crazy. The first picture that I posted when I got back, like that main picture, that was on the straight, and I was dead center of the straight. So like right there is like 200 plus miles an hour, and I was doing this, like trying to get them like as they were going right.
Yeah.
They're so fast down that straight. It's insane.
God, crazy just the fear fast. Of crashing. Like, or I don't know, any other sports, like, oh, you might get hit, you might fall. I don't know. There could be like a slight injury to your body, but you are trusting that all of these other people are going to navigate their vehicles, hopefully in a safe enough way.
While trying to hit first.
Boom. Like, just get rocked. You just don't know. Oh, my God. I couldn't do it.
I know it's NASCAR, but I always think back to Earnhardt.
Yeah.
Insane.
He died from the crash, right? Yeah.
And I remember watching that when it happened, being like, this is...
Oh, it's devastating.
Because you don't realize how dangerous it is until there is like an accident or something like that and a tragedy. You're like, whoa, these people are like going that fast, putting their life on the line like to do this stuff.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Insane.
NASCAR, you don't think about how fast they're going, but they're moving out
there. Did you guys put earplugs in?
No.
No. I was... When we got there, it was really loud at one point. I'm like, oh, damn, I think we're going to need some like fucking earphones. But then... Because they're passing by and you don't hear them for another like minute and a half, you're fine. You're pretty much fine there.
And it's so quick when they go by. You're just like, okay everybody knows to stop. Okay, so what I was saying.
It was really sick. Heath and I went the day before to kind of just check it out before the big race day. And we were like, not gonna lie, we were pretty miserable the whole time. We were just like walking through. We were like, oh my, you couldn't find anything. Everything was just so... It felt so confusing. And
it's a really, really big track layout. So there's just so much to it. Like, to get to the other side is a really long walk. And you have to go up and over the track. So there's bridges that cut over the track. So you're always walking over stairs, going downstairs to let the cars go underneath.
It's just really big.
It was huge.
You don't know where you're going.
Wait, is that sand around you guys? Or
No, that's also cardboard. It was like...
That light part, it was just like a concrete ground normal, but we were on the dock.
Now,
like, that was a real dock.
Did brands own the boats that you were like on?
Every brand.
It wasn't like they weren't selling the boats.
Like
a boat
and
show.
Every boat was pretty much the same. I don't know why right there it looks like they're different boats, but they were pretty much the same boats. When we were there.
Similar style, kind of like layout.
Like
for the
in
boat.
My head, people were, again, I thought this was water. So in my head, I was like, oh, these guys are buying, they're bringing in their own yachts.
Yeah.
On there,
yeah.
Like, oh, this is going to look insane.
Like in the way people would bring their RVs to like.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but when we saw that these are like the same boats, so that, oh, they're just trying, this is just like an aesthetic.
I think
like,
the boats are brought in and the brands are able to buy the yacht for the weekend as they're like, viewing hangout spots.
Got it.
It was really, really special though.
God, it's crazy just the pit crews too and how fast they can just change those tires. And they've rehearsed it so many times.
Yeah.
And just time is everything. A fraction of a second can make a massive difference.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's
I actually wish I got to see that them changing. Like,
just
I wasn't able to see one time one of those.
I'd be like, "Oops, sorry."
One of those action shots.
Imagine it just goes off and you have like,
yeah,
a little nugget. You're like, it's,
what's really cool to me is how fast they can get the gas into the car.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Because it's not just like you're pouring it. It's not like you're like sitting there waiting.
You just load up a can there's this giant, into it.
There's this giant jug of gas that has like that long hose tube thing coming out. And they put it up and it just goes, and it like punches it. Like it forces all the gas down into it like super quickly.
Insane. Wow.
There's no way the fastest F1 pit stop is 1.8 seconds.
Yeah. What?
For Lando Norris's tires.
One baby.
How is that possible? I know like there's a crew per tire. So it's like, zzz,
boom, it doesn't matter.
That's
like
it.
1.8 seconds.
That's crazy. Insane.
Sounds impossible.
Especially for something so important like this race.
Yeah.
Where you...
The amount
you
of tires they go through, it's like more than like a baby goes through diapers in a day. Like if you go back down to the paddocks, I was blown away by the stacks and stacks and stacks of just tires that are being ready to use. Like it was
yes.
everywhere you were. It was like a tire shop, but I was like, this wait. Is so many tires.
Watch Matt, how fast you have to see this is. Ready and go. Switch. He's off.
Oh, done. Watch, wow. watch this angle.
That's really, really this. Cool. They're like ants. With a Dorito.
That's sick. Wow.
Incredible. We did it, boys.
Yeah, right. They start going, it. Matt, Matt. The fastest pizza all four wheels just. Wait,
have you seen the video of the wheel coming off the car as it's racing and then coming back onto it?
There's no fucking way.
It's
there's
not
no
F1,
way.
But it was some sort of like car race. They're driving and the wheel separates and comes off. So he's driving with three wheels and then it's gone, gone, gone. All of a sudden the wheel starts coming back and then it hits back and it lands back into the car.
Does it, that is it, does it lock in or is it just like...
It's back onto it and he's driving with the tire back on. Dude, it's the craziest thing.
Oh, wow. This,
oh, this is
like
a long time.
From are these rally cars?
It what happened are- again though recently. So this... There was this one, and then another one happened recently.
These cars are floating. They're not grounded at all. Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, they're floating. Oh, look at that shit. Boom.
Okay. Oh. Whoa.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Did you see any musical performances?
No, but we heard them the whole time. I think Pitbull performed.
Pitbull, so Will I Am?
I'm not sure, maybe, but they were inside. There was like a whole stadium in there that they're performing at, but we didn't go in there at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just walked by it.
And that usually what happens, like once the race ends, then you can like stay if you want to go see a concert as God, well.
But there,
like,
no, their concert was happening
yes,
while
on the opposite
the race.
Side, like the complete far side from where we were.
Yeah.
Was like the Beach Club, I think it was called, and they had musical performances there, I think the whole time.
I think it was inside Hard Rock Stadium.
Did you guys get to do an experience where you got to go on a truck and they drove you around the whole course?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's, you're saying
did,
like...
Patricia and I did that one time, but it was fun, but you're with all the VIP people and you get on this truck and they drive around the course and you're going by all the fine patrons who paid, you know, good money to be there, but they've been sitting out in the hot heat, like in the grass. The
stadium.
And you go by them and they just go, boo! Like,
because
it's just a bunch of snobby little rich people going by in a truck, and these people just boo at you.
Like,
and we were just getting booed the whole time. Not like
they
Patricia
know
specifically.
Yeah, because they know.
The look of it.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like
it's
waving.
Very just, yeah, was, yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it. I'd be right there with a boo. Like,
yeah.
This sucks.
I know.
Okay. But
anything
yeah,
else?
We got to experience that. That was really sick.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
It was also a big weekend for, there was the Kentucky Derby.
Oh yeah. It was happening the same weekend. Same.
Yeah. That was kind of like a big place where it's where will the famous people want to be? Will they want to be at the F1 or they'll be at the
Kentucky
Derby?
That they had it the same weekend. I feel like it's the same type of people that would want to.
Truly. Yeah. I don't know if it's ever been like double two races like that. Right. Yeah. But it is crazy though. How like Kentucky Derby, I love that. It's like this American tradition and everybody like tunes in for it, but it's this, it's one lap.
Yeah.
It's 55 seconds.
Yeah.
And we're still doing this thing. You know, it's, yeah, it's 2025. And we're getting around.
The Kentucky Derby is,
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get to watch other races throughout the day, but the big show is that everyone's there, it's one lap.
That's insane. It should be more than one lap.
But those damn horses, though, I don't know if they can run that much.
I forget. Of course.
But you think it's just, it goes by so quick.
Yeah.
Do you know the story with Griffin Johnson and his horse? Have you seen anything about that?
Oh, wait. Griffin Johnson, is he an influencer?
Yes.
And he's kind of a good looking guy? Was he wearing
he moved
a pink,
to Florida.
He was wearing a pink jacket.
Yes.
They were interviewing him. Who is he?
He was on. He got big on TikTok. He was like part of like the hype housey type crew.
I think he owns Sandman.
He's a partial owner.
Yes.
That was on the, or when they were interviewing him, it said social media influencer and partial owner
of Sandman. Yeah.
And Sandman was, I had Sandman to win, but Sandman did not win.
Second place, right?
Sandman won.
Second?
No, Sandman didn't even place.
Oh, he didn't?
No, Sovereignty and Journalism, I thought were it. Right?
What an interesting name for horses. Journalism.
It's like
Sovereignty.
Yeah, Luxor Cafe.
Why is it? Why?
Well, I think you, it's like kind of like license plates or like Instagram handles.
Yeah.
You can only, when you name it, no other horses can be named that before.
Sure.
And I don't know. Why are they weird like that? I think, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, but, no. It's just it, like, to me, journalism is like, what?
I was surprised journalism had never been a name before. But yeah, just, but I love the sound of it. Journalism. It sounds like a good, like, winning horse, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I guess. Think.
And then, but I hate ones that are like chunk of gold or like going for gold.
Candle wax.
Yeah. Or just like.
Tripod.
Yeah. You know what? Candle wax. That could be kind of a good name for a horse.
Yeah, I like it. That was good, Zane.
Teak wood.
Teak wood. Accelerator.
That's a good name for a horse.
I bet. Yeah, I wonder if it's been done. I wonder if it's been done.
I don't think so.
But the big thing is about trying to win the Triple Crown, and that rarely happens. But that's when you win the, oh my gosh, my blanket. It's the Kentucky Derby, what, Churchill Downs? But that's where the Kentucky Derby is. It's the big three ones. I'm, oh, the
have you been?
Have I been? No.
To a Kentucky Derby? I feel like that.
I've never been to one of those big three races.
I feel like.
I've gone to horse races down in like, what's the horse race down here that you can
go to? Oh, they have one in Florida too.
It's like Arcadia? It's a local, yes. It's like a local, it's Buena Park, maybe?
Yeah, they have one in Florida. What's the one in Florida? It's like,
the thing is, though, it's always someone's birthday, and the theme is like, dress like we're going to the Kentucky Derby. You get there, horse races are the saddest places. I think in just terms of like, nobody is there to like get all fancy and watch them horses race. People are trying to win money. It's like a casino.
Yeah.
Like there are dudes who are just betting like their life savings and they're just like, just smoking cigarettes and just,
it's like Shark Tale.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I love that damn movie. What were they using as seahorses?
Yeah.
Are these horses taken care of?
Good question.
I feel like they are question. Now. Right?
It is kind of a dark world when it comes to horses. But the thing is, what I've heard, this is someone who was saying this when I was watching, is that the horses, this is all they're trained to do. The moment of them racing is their most, like, they love it because this is what they do.
I think I'm just always going to feel bad. I don't know why.
They euthanize horses. Like if it's just
if it's not a good horse anymore, they'll kill. That's what I've heard too.
Horses die at the tracks and shit.
Greyhound racing.
Why don't they just bring it to a nice ranch and just have a nice rest of its life?
They do that. They do that. They do retire. Like if the horse, once the horse has lived its life, you go retire horses. Yeah. That is a big thing. But like, but if a horse is like, what's the word? Not lame or like you. If its leg is like broken, they just like.
What if they just don't feel like running one day and they're just like, you
out
have
the,
to.
Out the gate.
Right. It's like the race day too. I just don't feel like it.
I don't feel good today.
Yeah.
That sometimes happens.
So
sometimes
bad.
The gate opens and the horse is just like, I don't want to go. and shit.
Oh, I
and
wish it animals rained, could talk.
And it rained. That's the thing is with horse racing, just next time I bet, I'm never going to be betting for the top odd horses. It never hardly works out like that. Mm. Go for just the random ones and see what happens.
I want to not bet on the horse. I want to bet on if table three is going to have that drunk asshole like fall. You know, I want to bet on the people around me.
You want to bet on who's got the biggest hat.
Exactly. Like, okay. Is table three going to have the lady with the biggest hat? How many purple hats are going to be in section eight?
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to play that game.
I love judging the hats because the hats either look fantastic or it's like
real bad.
I don't know. It looks like someone ran to Hobby Lobby last minute and just got a little crafty.
You know what reminds me of? Do you remember?
Some are bad.
Did you ever in preschool or kindergarten make an Easter hat? And it's like this giant hat and the rim you fill with like plastic eggs and
wait a minute. Let me see. Yes.
I think I remember.
Oh, fun. Wait.
Uh-huh. I don't remember this.
I'll show you. I have pictures of me and mine.
Should you add eggs? Yeah.
That's funny.
I wish we did that. They were making us dress like pilgrims and Native Americans.
Yes, they did.
We were making Native American headdresses out of construction paper.
It was.
We did staging a feast.
They were getting us canceled like before we could even
write. I do love the fashion, though. I do love the...
The high dressing. Like
I think it's really fun.
There's something fun about
like,
it.
Like, I would love the excuse to dress all out like
that. Yeah, get a little fascinator.
So cool. Yeah, like a dirt... What do you call that? Is it prep? Don't take derby out of there. That style is just like preppy.
Yeah.
Or is it more
rich, elegant? Like,
it's not cold highbrow though.
Like old school classic Americana with like seersucker suits and stuff, and the straw hats. Yeah. And then I don't know. I think women have a little bit more fun with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Then you'd see some guys' outfits. You're like, what are you wearing? What are you?
What are you thinking?
It's just, I don't know, just like wearing like purple velvet, like suit. And it's like, it's raining outside. Yeah. It's hot. Like they're going for the flash more than just like, it's fun. Yeah.
The thing is, if you're like one person that came to my head, if you're going with Alex Earl, you're probably going to have to look really good.
Yeah.
Next to Alex Earl. Cause you know, her shit is custom made.
Absolutely.
Cause I saw what her boyfriend was wearing, like a pink suit. I was like, damn, she probably had to wear that. Cause it's fucking... Is it hot in Kentucky?
I would imagine it was probably not the coolest.
I bet it was muggy because it was raining too.
Yeah, my uncle lives there. Yeah, no, it's muggy.
And then
these people
wearing these fancy outfits and they have to put on ponchos.
Oh, yeah.
I would be there with the umbrella hat. Like,
it ruins it.
Yeah.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
What else have, like, what was our nighttime like? We just went out to dinner and that's it.
We had a couple nice dinners. We went to Giselle, was it a steakhouse? We went there, we had seafood and steak.
Yeah, and then another night we went to Delilah.
Yes.
Sophie Tucker was playing.
Sophie Tucker.
They were really good.
Sophie Tucker, it's a guy and a girl, right?
Yeah, it's a duo.
One girl's Sophie and one guy's Tucker.
We found out that night it was two people.
Yes.
I thought Sophie Tucker was one girl.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I was like, who's this? I mean, like, I don't recognize any of them. And then I looked at the Spotify. I was like, oh, I know all these songs.
Yeah.
It's like
tons of hits.
Oh, the last day, Heath, this was really insane. I wish this was right after you Ubered out of there. I stayed for like another 15, 20 minutes.
At Delilah?
At the hotel. No, at the W. The last day.
Oh, okay.
Last day when we were checking out, when we checked out, we were sitting in the lobby I was just about to call my Uber, and this guy, this group comes up, and this random, he's tall, goes right up to David, and he looks like he's about to sell something. I'm like, oh, what's this? What's going on? He's talking. And he goes, I don't know if you've ever seen like any my videos, blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I was like, I don't know. I just felt like this is just like this random fucking dude.
Yeah.
He was probably going to just show them some video that none of us have ever seen.
Right.
And he just looked like he's like trying to sell something. I was like, okay. He pulls up this video. I could not believe who was in front.
Who was it?
He pulls up the video, and David and Natalie, they're watching. They're like, I don't know. The second I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's you? It was just, you just never thought you'd see this person ever in your life. This was like a 15, 20-year-old video. Remember the guy that was selling window cleaner?
Yes.
House, door to door. It was him.
No
That just like came way. Up. And I obviously like didn't recognize him.
But it was, when they're doing that whole sales spiel like they got all these up, good quick one-liners.
And he does his whole spiel on camera.
That's so funny.
Is he selling it or is he just doing it for the entertainment bit?
I think he's doing it for the entertainment bit, but he also sells that, his like cleaner.
Yeah.
He scrubbed his shoe and I couldn't believe how well it was a really good product.
The amount of people I showed that video to back in the day.
Those guys really are just cool. Such good salesmen. I'd be like, so yeah. You don't even need.
No, that's why I was like, hey, can I get one? He only had one for Dave.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take one. I'll fucking use it.
Yes.
I'll fucking use it.
That's really funny that you met him, though.
That's
I know. That video was iconic.
And then I left. I was like, you know what? Something told me to stay here to meet him.
Kenny Brooks.
Shout out to Kenny Brooks.
Make sure to buy his, look up his cleaner shit. It's really good.
What did you end up getting into this past weekend?
This past weekend was our good friend Nicole Bader's birthday, and we got to go stay at her parents' place in Irvine, and it was awesome. It was great. We had a great, like, fun staycation there. Went out on a little Duffy boat. Have you been on a Duffy boat?
Oh, what's that?
They're like electric pontoons, but you like sit into a Duffy boat and there's like a canopy over it. Tons of people in Newport Beach.
Is this what we did for your bachelor?
The booze cruise type boat.
That was like a big pontoon that we were on.
It was this a pontoon. Is
like,
yeah.
We've done these for friends' birthday parties.
Oh, we've done this before. Yes. Yeah.
It was great. They had like a family friend who let us go out on their Duffy and we just cruised around, watched the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. We did all of that. It was a fantastic weekend. And then
that's fun. We don't take advantage of the water being near it. Well, not near it, but you know, I felt like in Florida we were always on the water at some point. Always at the beach. But we're never
it's just a pain to get to the beach here.
Yeah.
It
really is.
It's a
pain getting around town. If you want to know about my situation, just getting around town in LA.
So
Patricia
bad.
Got jury duty.
Oh, she goes into the courthouse.
And you know, this is how jury duty goes. 72 people show up. They pick 12.
Yep.
And she went in, and I was even right when she got the summons. And she didn't postpone it. She was like, I just want to get it done and just go.
Question. Did she want to do jury duty or she didn't? Oh, did she come up with any tactic to like?
Well, last time I got jury duty, they wanted me to go in the Monday after Coachella. And I'm like, I can't do that, so I postponed mine until June.
I can't do that. I'm sorry. Do you know that meme?
No.
There's this girl, Toddlers and Tiara. She was like 5. I'm not putting that red thing on. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
That's how I was. I was
that.
Not trying to leave Coachella Monday morning to get all the way to the LA courthouse.
It's not even that. You're not going to be in the right headspace to make a decision on someone's future.
So this is how like jury duty goes though. And I even told her, I'm like, okay, well when you go, make sure you look up things to do so you don't get picked. Once again, guys, I know it's your civic duty when you go to jury duty.
Not mine.
You should serve. It's a noble thing to do for your local courthouse. People deserve the right to a trial.
Then pay better.
Correct.
If you want someone to do jury duty, then pay the money to do it.
And
these people are getting paid like what? You get 30 cents for per mile to go and you don't even get paid.
So that's the damn thing. Patricia, we live in West Hollywood. She has to go downtown. We only have one car. We sent her car back to Alabama because her car, we were never, ever using. It was sitting in our driveway just rotting. It needed to have a better life, so we sent it back to Alabama with her family. So we only have one car. We're a one car household. To get downtown is like a $100 Uber ride.
Yeah.
There and back. And she's going to be doing this for Who knows? Well,
especially
long.
In the morning, those mornings taking an Uber to downtown, it's not $100. It's more than that.
Yeah.
More
so
and it's crazy traffic.
Yeah.
I would turn it into a staycation. I'd get us a hotel.
Tell them book me a hotel. Book me a room.
That's the thing though. They should be able to book you a fucking hotel. If that's your duty.
They should have some type of thing where you're getting free Ubers and Lyft to show up at jury duty every day.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. It should be a whole thing.
They give you a pass where it's like, oh, you can take the bus or you can take the, you know.
That's what they're offering the metro here
that doesn't even like go to anywhere you need to be in Los Angeles.
And here's the thing, you know, there's people like when everyone is making a decision on like what the verdict, right? Mm-hmm. And there's like a couple people that are like, no, I don't. And there's people that are like wanting to rush them. They're like, look, aren't you trying to get out of here? Let people not feel like they have to get out of there.
Yeah.
Take care of them so they can actually focus on the verdict and like if someone deserves to be like in jail or not. You know what I mean?
Because you're going to get people that just want to get out of there.
Just want to get out of there. Yeah, sure. Yeah, he killed them. Go. Let's fucking get this over with. That's why I can't do it. Because I would take this shit so seriously. I'd be if I heard somebody in that room and it was a murder trial, some person, aren't you trying to get out? I would be fucking livid.
Yeah.
If somebody in there was
someone's
like, aren't you trying to.
Whole future in life is in your hands.
Yeah, it's like, then why are you.
But if they knew they were taken care of, they'd be like, listen. I would rather be home right now, but you know we're
at least being taken care of.
We're gonna do what we have to do to get to the bottom of this and give our honest opinion.
You should see the movie 12 Angry Men. It came out in the '50s with Henry Fonda.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
And
it
all kind of takes place. It's a jury, and it's like they're hot. It's the '50s. Some guy's like, I got a Yankees game. I just want to get out of here. Come on, the kid did it. Right. Everyone agrees, and then one guy is like, I have doubts. And they're like, come on, dude. How do you have doubts?
Yes, and he
slowly starts giving his opinion and everybody is like, fuck.
Yep.
And it's a very, really good movie that captures that. Yeah. Like, what is a life? And then what is doubt? What are the facts and what biases do we have where we just want to think that this person committed the murder?
Why do I feel like movies make it look so fun, but when you actually do it, you're just like, this fucking, this is so boring.
I just can't believe my attention span just to sit there as like a jury, and it's all the back and forth, because you only see the highlights in movies and shows.
Exactly, yeah.
And this isn't even a play you're watching. You're just watching a court thing. You can't look at your phone. You can't look at nothing. There's not even like pamphlets or a Bible you could just like you know, sit what's, through, you
what's,
know.
What's crazy is that I'm sure there's so many people like me, even Mariah, like I don't know if you can do this or not. For me to sit in a room like that and try to take in all that fucking information and make sure it's like stored somewhere in my brain for that long for like a jury trial, then go back into a room and then discuss what you just, I'm bad at reading I can't read something and then answer questions about it. No. I'm just not good at it. I just can't even imagine that I could actually genuinely do it and be of value in a jury like that.
Hey, do they give you like notes after, like once you go into the jury room and like everything is like typed up by the stenographer and they're like, this is what was covered?
I'm sure they have to. They have to. Because what if you're in there like, fuck, I don't like, do you guys remember anything?
Or do y'all remember when he said that part? Everyone's like, I forgot. Good point. Like, you forgot. Like,
they have to give them some like official notes from the
meeting minutes.
Have to, yeah.
Whatever we covered.
That's like if I watch a movie, I can finish the movie. And if somebody immediately says like, why would you recommend that movie? Like, what's it about? I would have no idea. I would just know, like, I could be like, oh, that's a good movie. I would know if it's a comedy and I was laughing, it's good.
Yeah.
If it was horror and I was on the edge of my seat, it's good. Can't tell you what any movie is about. Ever. Don't know who's in it.
But I'll tell you that I enjoyed it
and I would recommend it, but I cannot explain
the trial. The verdict was guilty. I enjoyed it. I think the trial was good. I think the trial was amazing.
Imagine though, you're in the room with the person getting convicted. If I was like the jury, is the jury still sitting though once they have the verdict, or the jury?
Correct.
Like,
no, jury's still there.
I'd be like looking at the ceiling. Like, the jury defines the defendant
Matt,
guilty.
I'd be like, don't fucking look at me. Don't fucking look at me. The verdict is
I'm not gonna.
Does a jury say, or the? I've seen both happen. I've seen the members of the jury.
One person.
It depends on the courthouse. Every courthouse has different rules of how they do it. But
do you think they fight over who gets to do it?
I don't know. I don't
fight,
know.
Probably fight over who doesn't get, like, because I wouldn't want to go up and say it. I feel like they're all being like, no, I don't want
to
do it.
Imagine the jury made you switch your decision and then you had to read it.
And you read it wrong. And then, like the Oscars, just like, we find them not guilty. I mean, guilty.
Oh, shit. Like,
oops. My bad.
Do you get in trouble for like making a mistake? Like, if you want to cause a little bit of like, oh, I want people to remember this trial. The verdict is guilty. Guilty
of being not guilty.
That would be funny. Like,
guilty. Guilty.
Let her
of being not guilty. It's like silent.
Rile him up a bit.
God, you need to leave.
You should leave.
That's funny.
Oh boy.
The judge, how dare you use this court as a way to entertain yourself?
I also don't think I would be able to like just play neutral with like listening to the defendant or the lawyers. Like,
I mean, haven't we all made a couple mistakes in life? I'm sure you have.
And like, just being like
I'd be
smiling, laughing. Like, he's funny.
He's good.
Or the lawyers is way too hot. Just
they're kind of flirting with you too. They want you to believe.
They want
them.
They want to be likable.
It is crazy that you'd probably vote for the lawyer you like most. It's insane.
Or
like,
who makes the better case, I guess,
or who's the best looking?
I hope not.
If there is, I love I'm back and forth with myself on this. If a lawyer, if she is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and she's looking at me and gives me one little look as she's that's it. Yeah. I'm going with whoever she's
representing.
Whatever you say, Tuts. This is terrible.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. But just, oh gosh, I just hope the guy gets a fair trial. I hope it's not that long. Now I had to borrow Danielle's car.
He went to Danielle's work and so he could take her car.
Then I started doing the math on like, if I'm having to Uber to all of these places every day to record all the podcasts, I'm running it up in my brain about how much it is. And the thing is, I have money, but it's like, I don't want my brain getting used. So
you know what? I would hate an Uber to like workouts and shit. Yes. Like having that to me, I was like, oh fuck, I need to find a car.
I'm doing what? $40 there back. So it's going to be like $100 just for me to come here. Yeah. And one day. No, I'm not doing that. I'd rather just take my friend's car.
It's hard to run errands and shit like through an Uber. Ugh. Like it's a little too much.
Yeah. It's different. Like, oh, I have no problem getting a $50 Uber downtown to go party.
But also like you can rent a car for like $50 a day. You get like a good car.
We just don't know how long the trial.
You could do it by day. You do it daily. And then you return it, right? That's those rental cars.
You do like Turo. Turo has like cheap cars.
Yeah.
We got to look into it. I got to run the. It's.
What if the trial goes
knowing
on?
That it's an unnecessary expense that I'm just like, fuck. I'm more pissed about like that this is just. I have to deal with this.
Yeah. But like, again, she only has to do it once, right?
Yes. But yes, but every day.
Yeah, that depends on. No, I'm saying once as in one.
Yeah, I guess once you do it once, you never have to do it again in your life. I'm not sure about that.
Unless the next trial she's in, she's a part of.
Ooh.
How dare you?
How guilty.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Prize Picks.
Prize Picks is the best place to turn your sports knowledge into cash. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks.
Exactly, and make sure to cash in on the basketball playoffs with Prize Picks. Don't miss your last chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's points, rebounds, assists, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today.
Turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to basketball's championship series, starting with the play-in round. Every lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you in the Takes 2 Ticket Sweepstakes, which could get you and a plus one a VIP trip to the ship.
That's right, and Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today.
Exactly, and Prize Picks even offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. And every Tuesday, Prize Picks will discount several projections on the board, usually by 15% to 25%.
And Fridays is Flex Friday. Make sure you opt in and tap the checkbox in your lineup builder to be eligible for protected play. Choose squares from any game on the board. If your lineup does not win, you get your net losses back in promo funds up to your... Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Did you guys know that the Uber app now, you can see, like, I know that you can see your average rating.
Okay.
But you can see how many one-star ratings you've received.
No.
Yeah. Do we want to compare?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So,
well, first of all, I just got to say, I normally don't call Ubers because, like, when I'm here, I have a car.
Right.
But when we go on vacations, I'll call Ubers and stuff. They're making it to the point where you can't even call a normal Uber X. Every single time I do, it'll say a 5-minute wait, and then I'll be sitting there. It happened literally every single time I tried to call an Uber X this past weekend. I was sitting there for 15 minutes. The guy's not moving.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what is going on? I'll message. I'll be like, hi. I'm like, are you coming? I'm like, I've been waiting 15 minutes now. You're supposed to be here in 5 minutes.
It's like that. It's like the episode on Black Mirror. It's like the normal is now becoming the lesser quality. It's like, oh no, you need to actually go. You need to now get an Uber Black if you want to get Uber X service.
Yes, it's crazy.
You have to, like, pay $3 more to get the priority pickup. Or like,
yeah, it's insane.
They didn't show up, and then I got stuck having to pay to cancel this ride.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It happened every single time, and then I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to do the Uber Black and pay three times the price. Ugh. And then the next time I would try the X again, it would do it. And
yeah,
like,
I don't
okay.
know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
I hated it.
Yeah.
Now, my Lyft, like, I use Lyft most of the time because I'm a big Chase Sapphire and I like the points I get on Lyft. So, but what is your average Uber rating? And you can find that by just going to your top.
I'm guessing Lyft does not have the one star.
Not that I know, but, you know, so if you just go to, like, account, then in the top.
4.84.
Same. I'm exactly the same, 4.84. What is yours, Zane?
4.87.
I have to tip the last ride. Oh,
okay, good on you.
Wait, where do I go?
Just go to account.
Top left.
4.82.
Okay, so we're all in the same range. One, hate that it's just even low.
Yeah, now, I know. It's because, that means that we've all gone at least a one star in our life.
So go to settings, and then.
Hold on, slow down.
Okay.
I do not know how to get
and then go to
wait, set. Okay,
scroll down. Settings
is in, if you just scroll down, if you're on the account thing, go to settings and then go to privacy, the little, you know.
The privacy?
Privacy. Okay. Are you there?
Yep.
Now, under your data privacy at Uber, there's like a little box that says, would you like to see a summary of how you use Uber? Click see summary.
Wait. Would you like to see? Oh, okay.
Like that little image. Yep. Okay, now scroll down to ratings.
Okay, hold on. How many days have you been with Uber?
I have been with Uber for 3,960 days. 3,960 days.
4,038 days.
Oh, I must have a new account then because I'm at 2,076 days.
Yeah, you must.
Yeah.
You must.
Oh, but how many days are you?
How do I find that?
Privacy setting thing.
I'm there. I'm in ratings.
Oh, you went down to ratings. It was the page right before.
3,569.
Okay.
Okay. I'm your elder. Thank you, guys.
And then now scroll down to ratings view my ratings, and then it will have a breakdown of all the star ratings you've had.
Wow.
How many one-star ratings have you guys had?
4.
Okay.
I've gotten 9.
I've gotten 9.
Y'all, I have 11.
Well, this is, I mean, it's very, I think I know exactly why these one stars come. That's when you have a full car.
Yeah.
And it's a drunk night.
Yeah.
But I think everybody's being obnoxious.
100%. But the thing is that I've always, if it ever got obnoxious in the car and I call it, I make sure I let that driver know that this it's is your, my vehicle. Yes. And thank you so much for,
of course,
but I'm really good with that. So the fact that nights like that where they're just like, fuck it, and they just one star is pretty crazy.
Just 11 times. I'm like, I feel terrible.
Like for me, one star means that you puked in the car. Like that's how I see one star. Like how can you give someone a one star?
I know. I've never puked in a car. I don't think I've ever been in a car where someone's puked. I think like, or then sometimes I think like, what if it was just like a really long ride that the driver didn't want to take?
You know what I think it is? Because I'm guilty of this. When you're just trying to get out of the screen because you're like, you really, like, if you want to make an Uber call, but you didn't rate your last driver and you're just like, oh, whatever. And you just to get to the next screen.
Okay.
Like, I don't have a lot of patience with that. So I'm just kind of like, oh, whatever, 5.
Yeah.
I just go, maybe they're just like not thinking and they're just like, just to get out of the screen, they're just going to press anything.
Oh, good point.
Because I've done that where I'm just like, 5 stars, whatever. Just get me to the screen.
Oh, yeah.
I've never, ever, ever seriously rated anything.
Oh, same.
I'm our always driver. Just like, even if it was bad, yeah. I'm like 5 stars, whatever. Yes. 5 stars.
Right. I'm really I'm never like, given a critique of if I felt maybe unsafe. I'll also give like a 3 stars.
I would just
like,
report it.
Oh, if the driver like was not.
Just like made like a turn. And it was like they were like too aggressive in their driving where it made me feel unsafe.
Oh, I'm the total opposite. I'll go when I call. I'll go, hey,
Lauren,
you could drive as fast and crazy as you want. Thank you for this. Was like when I need to get to the airport. Yeah. I'm like, hey, look, you could do your thing, man. And then he'll go, all right.
Boom.
I'm like, hey, between me and you, I'm running late, but this only if you want to. I don't mind. And
how many was the total rides, though, for your out of all of them in the top, like, or like, the amount of, I've taken like 490 or nearly 500 rides.
I've taken exactly 500 trips.
Anyways, well, luckily none of us have like a significant amount. It all seems like we were in the same range.
Here's the thing. I just wish, and I know they have rides all the time. I just wish you could tell me why.
What did I do?
I know. I wish I could go back and see exactly when.
If it's because I asked for an aux cord, you want to give me one star? That's fine. But just let me know so maybe I can think about asking for an aux cord in the future, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine your Uber driver. You're like, you fucking hate when people ask for an aux cord. Just enjoy the ride. Enjoy my music. Maybe they give it one star for that. It's like, oh my God, one star. Thank you for inconveniencing my time to stop this car so you can connect your Bluetooth to my car.
I haven't asked to control the radio in an Uber in probably 8 years.
Oh, I never.
Because it's a drunk thing people do.
I hate never touch the guys. Yes. I'm like, if we have to stop and I have to, if this guy has to go through, because it's also sometimes it's not their car too. Like, or the Uber driver is like part of a place where he goes and I'm talking about the really big, like nice SUVs. Sometimes they are getting that car through a car rental like service that gives them out to Uber drivers.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not their day-to-day car.
I was always so like surprised seeing everybody had all the same.
It's probably like they pay
SUVs.
Like however much a month to be able to rent that car to use it to make money.
Yeah. And then they return it.
That's how sometimes that's what it is. And I'm like, they don't maybe know the exact specifics on how to like connect via their Bluetooth and stuff. And sometimes cars are like, you can't connect it while you're in motion. I'm like, oh, just, you don't need to.
It's but always just awkward.
Yes.
It's never like, easy.
Just turn
process.
On the radio.
No, but I am proud to say that I'll never be the person to ask for an aux cord.
No.
Just leave it.
The ride is not DJ, that long.
Yes.
It isn't.
You're going somewhere, chances are, that are going to be playing music.
Or do you think it was maybe our one-star ratings are drivers who just wanted to chat and we're not in the mood to chat?
No, yeah, I don't think like, ever.
They weren't very...
Yeah, I wanted some conversation. I just...
Or you know what? Maybe... Oh, whoa, guys, you forgot something in the Uber.
I don't think I've left something in an Uber 11 times.
Can you change a rating? Do you think drivers can change ratings after?
I will say to only have that many one stars and the amount of times I've probably been blacked out in the back of an Uber being like annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that bad.
Yeah.
And this was, I've had the same account since I was like a kid.
Also, when you're drunk, you like to tip people more. So you probably were tipping them. It probably like counteracted. Like he was annoying, but he gave me $20.
Right. You got a point.
I don't get the alerts when it's like halfway through the ride and he goes, would you like to tip now? Like, you know, the app will say that now. Yeah. But I'm like, we haven't got to, anything could happen.
Right.
Like, we have not finished the ride itself for me to like.
That, like the food delivery apps. Always, yes. They'll have you tip before the orders push through.
I tip before delivery orders.
But why?
Because I just feel like it adds like a little, it makes the person want to. A little pep in their step. It makes them want to deliver it.
Sure. I thought you meant like they should be asking for a tip before the service is even done. I
tip before just when the request goes out. So when the person sees and they know that they're going to be getting this tip, they're going to want to do it.
Yeah. So there's probably a reason why the apps that do have that as like a thing before is probably because they know that their drivers are getting better payment. Like
yes,
that.
They probably did like a test or a trial study. And realized people do respond to it.
Yeah.
It's really not that annoyed, but it's just also, like,
it's annoying to tip. It's annoying to give a good tip, and then they don't drop your
shit off. Imagine you were eating at a restaurant, and they were like, hey, if you just want a tip right now, I know you guys are halfway through your meal, but just the tip jar is open. What? I haven't even gotten to dessert yet. Like, I don't know.
I think, too, doing the tip before on DoorDash, it throws it out, so people will have the option to accept that
yes
or not. So if they're like, oh, this is the available tip, like, I'm going to go do this one now.
Right.
As opposed to, like, other people like being like, no, I'm not going to take that order.
I got my first robot delivery, actually.
Oh the little guy that rolls around?
He did. Where? At your house?
Yeah, at my house.
No way.
Right up, and I see them in my neighborhood all the time. And I thought maybe something on our street, it's for Uber Eats. I never see them on our street. And I always thought, like, maybe you can't deliver on our street. But I did it through DoorDash. And it was like a robot's picking it up. Coco, shout out to Coco.
All right, Coco.
Got there in a great amount of time. I was worried about Coco.
Better than humans.
Keeping an eye on just like, and she was taking shortcuts. I was like, okay, Coco. Arrived.
Jumping also, curbs.
The robots, no tip. No tip. They don't charge tip on the robots. And I guess that makes sense.
The robot pulls up, the screen turns around.
Yeah.
Just gonna ask you a quick question.
Well, I wish there was a way you can like, I don't know, say, like, you know, poke me.
It would be cool if it like had like a face.
Yeah,
going,
like it did like a little, like the heart.
Just like Wally. Just like some little flair.
I don't know. There's something about tipping a robot that's cute.
Yeah, I like that they have the names on them and they humanize them. Though I think they could be hired. People could be being on bikes. I don't know why the robots have to do everything.
Matt, this happened yesterday. Right? We're at the airport yesterday.
Yes, yesterday.
The airport yesterday, we were at like a coffee shop. It was as soon as we landed in LA. The coffee shop is maybe as big as the bathroom, right? It's a very small coffee shop. And so we're in line. We're like, oh, let's just grab a coffee before we get it. Because we landed at like 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was a red eye. So we get there. We're like, oh, let's get a coffee. We're waiting in line. And then we get to the front and the lady is just walking and we're just waiting. And I think we're there for like maybe 5 minutes. We're just chatting and waiting for the lady to like,
I think it felt like 5 minutes, but it was maybe a minute.
Oh, maybe a minute. Okay.
It was a minute before this happened.
Okay. And then a girl behind us goes, she works at the airport. She goes, by the way, you guys can like order right now. And we're like, huh? And there's like a screen where you could like order your shit. And I'm already like, I was so annoyed because this coffee shop was so fucking small and the one person wasn't doing anything. Where, why are we ordering through a screen when we could just do it right there in exchange? Like the lady was right there. It was almost like she saw we weren't ordering. So she was just sitting just like this waiting for us to put it in. But
Matt,
I wish you got to see this interaction because it was.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full,
owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
It was so like, it was just very Black Mirror. You're sitting there like,
because we were sitting there waiting, like, is nobody gonna come? Like, is she no not one gonna come? Like,
they
take
just
our
thought
order?
You would use the kiosk.
That just happened to me at Capriati's. I ordered a bunch of sandwiches for pickup. I went there and there was nobody there. It was us and there was people already sitting eating. There was like four people behind the counter and I'm standing where it says line starts here. So I'm thinking she's gonna be like, do you need to order? Do you need to pick up? I have my little thing that says my name, whatever. And I'm standing there and they like, they don't look busy, but they're like doing the thing. I worked at a restaurant. They were doing things that like,
right,
to look busy. And I'm standing there and I'm being patient and I'm waiting and I'm with my friend and we're just like, what is, we were there for actually like close to 10 minutes. I was being very patient. I had time. And I'm standing there and they're all looking at me and they're not saying like, can I help you? Nothing. I'm just clearly standing in the line. And then I make it very obvious where we're both facing forward and I'm just like staring at them. And after a while she goes, are you ordering? And I was like, no, I'm here to pick up an order. She goes, pickup's back there. Ugh. She goes, they're in alphabetical order. And I have to turn around and it's in this back corner and there's cubbies. My sandwiches have been sitting there.
Right there the whole time.
And she was annoyed. Even if I was about to order, she was so annoyed that someone was about to order food. I'm like,
and they called.
It was very weird.
You know, are you here to order pickup? Like when people are walking in, if you see someone just standing.
Right. Yeah. They're making where are the signs?
They're making it sound positive. Contactless delivery now available.
It's awful.
No, it's awful. What do you mean? It's a horrible invention.
Right.
If
you're going to do that, you have to understand that people don't understand this.
This
new
is the way
it's
been.
You should be like, can I help you? Are you here to pick up? Are you here to order? If you're here to pick up, like,
pick
tell
up
me.
Yeah. There, you
usher
order
me to where I need to
something.
Be.
Yeah.
And I have no remorse for like restaurant service because I worked in the restaurant business.
Yeah, me too. And many restaurants.
I always tell Heath, if I was having the worst day, I would have panic attacks every single day going into work. Nobody would ever know. I would never show it to a
customer.
There's
no excuse.
I would never take it out on a customer. I'd go to the bathroom, cry it out, come back and have the biggest smile on my face. Like, you just accommodate to the customer. Yeah. I don't know. Customer's not always right. I will say that.
Yeah.
But I cannot believe
it's insane.
The service lately.
But wait, this gets crazier. It's not just us sitting there waiting and then being told like, oh, you can order on the screen. Whatever. We're doing that. And then Zane goes to like add a vanilla powder for coffee.
So they,
this is crazy.
So I order a coffee and I ask for like, On the system, it doesn't show. It only shows like vanilla powder and chocolate powder. It was something like that. And I was like, "Hey, do you guys have any sugar-free vanilla syrup?" "Oh yeah, we have it." I was like, "Okay, cool. I'll do that also with the order." And she's like, "Okay." So I push it through, right? And it goes in, and the coffee comes out, and we get our coffees, and mine doesn't have in it. I was like, "Oh, okay. Hi, I'm so sorry, man. The sugar-free vanilla syrup." She's like, "Well, did you put it in?"
Oh,
but there was no option for it. Yeah. Honestly,
I at this point, and the way she's talking is like she doesn't want to be there. And there's a difference between a misunderstanding and you're doing this on purpose. Like you hate your life right now, and you are now just taking on every single person that is trying to work this fucking stupid little kiosk.
So
by the way, this shit was brand new. It came maybe like in the last month because it was never there. I've been to this coffee place every time I land, and it's been amazing. The moment they put this contactless delivery fucking kiosk, now the line is fucking down the fucking carousel. It's like obvious. obviously it's not working.
I just hate
take it off.
I feel like such a burden. Yes. Stepping into any store, I feel like such a burden. I'm just like, I'm so sorry.
Anybody over the age of 35 will take long on this thing because I, even me, my own eyes, and I'm good on the, I'm really good at it, but on there, everything is just so confusing.
It's long. Yeah,
it takes so long. Get rid of it.
But they didn't
chop
have,
it down.
Like
they
you didn't can't have beat it. Human interaction if you have questions. Like,
but yeah, they didn't have the sugar-free vanilla syrup, but they have it in their store. And I'm like,
and you confirmed,
why
like,
is it? Why is it not in the system then?
Yeah.
If you're gonna sit there in the corner and not say fucking, this lady's not saying anything to anybody. She's purposely making this system do all the work for her. Nah. Which, whatever, I get it. But.
She made Zane go back to the kiosk and pay 25 cents for just a syrup addition.
Wait in line, just let you have it.
Bro, if that happens, you go, don't worry about it. Next time you're gonna have to do this, but here, this is, I'll put the syrup in. There you go.
That's,
but
yeah,
make sure to add it next time.
Yeah. She took contactless delivery way too far. She was like, didn't even wanna fucking talk to you.
And not for nothing. If I was having a day where I didn't want to deal with people, I would help them even faster to get them out of there.
Go.
I would be more annoyed if they were sitting there like staring at me lost. Yeah.
And guys, mind you, I'm not like this in front of her. I'm like this. How was I acting?
Did you tell her that? Well, no, but I thought it.
No.
You punched her in the head?
That's crazy. You jumped over the counter?
Well, no, but I imagined it.
Yeah, no, I've had two modes, right? One is when we're at the airport in Europe, and then the other one was where you're just like,
crazy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand. Even when I was making $4 an hour, biggest smile, like I was working my ass off.
It was a circus.
For that $4 an hour.
I was getting paid $2.50 an hour plus tip. They said plus tip like it was something. You know how the servers back then, they got paid $2 an hour, but their tips were so good where they could have been paid that low hourly. They put me with waiter's wages.
Yeah.
And my waiters were tipping me $1
for the
day.
Yeah, that was me. When I was a busboy, I didn't get a paycheck. I had to rely on their tips. And I felt so bad. They were like, here's a couple quarters. I was like, woo!
And if I was being like that to a customer, I don't care how little I was getting, they would have fucking fired me on the spot. And this lady didn't even pay me. She owed me $300, right? $300. Imagine how much money that is daily, right?
Yes.
If I'm getting paid $2.50 an hour plus a dollar tip from the waiters, that's almost 3.5 to 4 weeks of work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she just, the store closed down out of nowhere and disappeared. Never paid me the money after getting paid like that.
Yeah, I remember this.
And you were expected to perform and to be the best fucking waiter and busboy.
What if you found her today?
I did find her a year later. Me and my brother went to the restaurant. We went to our restaurant.
And you said,
we were eating there. We see them come out. We're like, oh my God, look who it is. And it's both of them. They opened up a new restaurant. They decided not to pay any of their fucking employees that they owed money to and just dipped and opened a place like two cities down.
What if you still have a case?
Like, no, because I was getting paid under the table.
That's why.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't have been doing that in the first place.
Well, I needed a job and there was not a lot of places offering. So, you know, they were nice enough to bring me in and pay me.
Why are we the only place, though, where the salary for the workers in the restaurant industry are on the customer?
On relying on tips?
I don't get
it. Great question.
The older I get, the more and more upset I get about that whole
thing.
There's
some people who do like the tip system.
Because a lot of people do get...
that be in addition to you making a normal wage.
Well, then that's a great point.
Like, it should be on the restaurant. Yes. It should be, like, pay your workers. Pay your workers a normal wage.
But then they argue, it's like, okay, so if the waiters do get tipped on top, do you have to split that with the restaurant?
But also the tipping culture has become so aggressive because we're making up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
If it was true. I feel pressured. If a server sucks, I'm still giving 20% tip. They could be absolutely awful and hate their, they be mean and miserable to me, but I'm still required to tip you 20%.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to.
You don't have to,
but you look very bad.
But you just look really bad.
Yes.
That's like, pay your workers and then anything on top of that is a tip.
Right.
I agree with you. It makes me so mad.
What makes me even more mad is like, we grew up in a generation that like carried cash, and you just tip anybody who helped you throughout the day.
Any
someone holds the door open, you give them a couple dollars. Yeah. Now I feel terrible because if there is an employee that goes above and beyond and I notice it, you want to help them out and they're not allowed to take it.
That's another thing.
And it's this whole thing where they're like, I'm not allowed to take that. That was me at Panda Express. I had to say, I'm not allowed to take it. And I'm like, why not? Like, you are going above and beyond. You're standing out from your team. You're working really hard. You're like,
my car is the Honda Elantra on the side. Just put it, just put it under the tire. Yeah, but in that case, it's like, oh, so am I allowed to accept it outside of work?
I really want to help somebody out if they're going above and beyond and show them, like, I see what you're doing. That's I feel like that's why we worked so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, people would
but there's no
tip
incentive.
A couple bucks.
There's no incentive to be better or do more. Or go above and beyond.
Because they're not being taken care of at all.
It's so annoying.
I know. It's
and
really
it's also
dumb.
The restaurant owner can make more money. So you don't have to pay your employees. So you
what
can
we're
make
trying
more.
To say in the end of the day is
so you
pay
can open
your
another
jury
one.
Members more money. Yeah, you want us to go and go to jury duty for free? At least pay for our fucking breakfast. At least pay for our Ubers getting there.
Have a box of Dunkin' Donuts and a jug of coffee
just
sitting there.
Make it seem like you fucking care about us for fucking 2 seconds if we want to do jury duty.
If you could be on set with all these celebrities and give them any snack they want at their beck and call.
Yeah.
Give them a little bacon, egg, and cheese.
In your bra.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to end it there. Thank you for tuning in to another.
Line? She's like, 1:30. Yeah, in your bra.
In your bra.
Her weight.
What is that from?
Yeah, in your bra.
They're like, in your bra.
I think it's Ace Ventura.
No, it's Liar Liar.
Oh, it was Ace Ventura.
He couldn't lie. What a great concept for a movie. Amazing. But like, who else would have played that so perfectly?
Yes. Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling and you get an extended cut of every single episode. You also get early access, ad-free to every episode. We do a live Q&A every month. We do a bonus episode every single month. Make sure to check it out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday form on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right. Unwind. We'll see you in a second. We love you.
Mwah. Besos.
Ciao.
Love ya.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier, baby.
That's right. The HelloFresh menu has doubled. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from all around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Plus, you're also going to feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. And HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie-packed recipes that have 2 or more veggies.
That's right. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's 3 times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost. Discover new seasonal produce each week, from snap peas to stone fruit to corn on the cob and much, much more.
And I personally love how good and satisfied I feel just from finishing the meal and cooking it and plating it. It's getting me out of my element and allowing me to try new food and feel super accomplished and proud of myself once I cook the meal.
And I just love how your mom is still a HelloFresh customer. She gets it delivered every week. And I think your mom is very picky with her food. I think she knows what's good. And if she knows what's good, that means it's good, baby. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life.
And just to make you feel even more confident about trying HelloFresh, 91% of customers say they feel healthier eating HelloFresh, and 9 out of 10 say dinner is more delicious when it comes to HelloFresh.
And that's why you should get it, baby. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for being America's number one meal kit, baby.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.